بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الحمد لله my dear respected brothers and elders last week we started this chapter باب فضل الرجاء the virtues of having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how does a person benefit from having hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how do we benefit by doing this If somebody says, have hope in Allah's mercy. So what's the point? How do we benefit? So last week we mentioned one hadith. So inshallah we'll continue with this chapter. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَعَنْ جَابِرِ بْنِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُمَا أَنَّهُ سَمِعَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ بِثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ يَقُولُ لَا يَمُوتَنَّ أَحَدُكُمْ إِلَّا وَهُوَ يُحْسِنُ الظَّنَّ بِاللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمٌ Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu anhuma narrates that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying 3 days before he passed away. 3 days before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, he was saying this hadith that لا يموتن أحدكم None of you should die إلا وهو يحسن الظن بالله عز وجل except that he has a good opinion about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu anhu irshad farmate hain ki unhone suna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ko irshad farmate hue Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke intiqal ke 3 din pehle Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam duniya se rukhsat hone ke 3 din pehle Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne ye hadith irshad farmaya ke tum mein se kisi ko maut nahi aani chahiye us waqt tak ke wo Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala par acha gumaan rakhta ho کہ اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی مجھے ضرور معاف کرنے والے ہیں meaning that when we are close to death when a person is in the final stages of their life a person should by this moment of time they should have 100% hope that Allah سبحانہ وتعالی is going to forgive me that's why there's supposed to be this balance we talked about this before خوف and رجاء fear and hope ڈر اور امید we have to have both of these things But in the latter stage of one's life, hope has to become dominant. Because if fear becomes dominant, agar zindagi ke akhiri umar mein dar ghalib a jaye, ke pata nahi Allah Ta'ala mujhse kya karenge, pata nahi Allah Ta'ala mere saath kya maamla farmayenge, to ho sakta hai ke insaan jab maut ka waqt a jaye, us waqt Allah Ta'ala ki rahmat se wo mayus ho jaye. It's likely that if a person is too filled with fear, then at the time of death, he becomes despondent. He thinks, I've got no hope. I've got no chance. Allah is definitely going to punish me. And that is becoming despondent and mayus and hopeless of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which can take a person out of Islam. Allah ta'ala says, لا تيأسوا من روح الله إنه لا ييأس من روح الله إلا القوم الكافرون. Kisi ko Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ki rahmat se mayus nahi honi chahiye, chunke Allah ta'ala ki rahmat مایوس ہونے والے صرف وہی گروہ ہے جو کافر گروہ only the disbelievers become mayus and despondent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so the believer always says no my Allah is forgiving I made a mistake but I still have another day I still have another breath I still have another chance Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the tawbah inna Allah yaqbalu tawbata al-abdi ma lam yugharghir Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala insaan ki tawbah ko qabool karte hain hatta ke wo gharghare ki halat mein ho jab uska rooh badan se nikalne wala ho usse pehle us waqt tak Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tawbah qabool karte hain the time when a person's soul is leaving the body this is known as sakarat and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam calls it yugharghir gharghara because when it's like in English we can say maybe say gargling or you know something When the soul is leaving the body, the sound that the person is making, you know, a very constricted breathing, that sound is yugharghir. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, till that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to turn to Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to forgive us. Allah ta'ala ne hume paida nahi kiya azab dene ke liye, ya ruswa karne ke liye, ya halak karne ke liye. Allah ta'ala didn't create us to punish us. Allah created us so He could give us jannah. Allah ta'ala ne to pehle hume jannat muft mein de diya tha. پھر آدم علیہ السلام سے اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی نے اپنی حکمت سے غلطی کروایا تھا کہ دنیا کے اندر تھوڑا انسان کو آزما لے تاکہ جنت کا حقدار بن جائے انسان اگر بغیر کسی حق کے اللہ تعالی ہمیں جنت دے دیتے تو پھر ہم اس کو ڈیزرو نہیں کرتے ہمیں اس کا حق نہیں تھا سو اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی wanted us to earn جنت and that's why we're here Otherwise, Allah has created us for Jannah. Allah Ta'ala did not create us to punish us. That's why it's very, very important that we have hope in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's mercy. Especially, agar kisi ko, koi matlab khatarnak bimari ya aise kuch zindagi ke akhiri umar mein, akhiri halat mein ho, to us waqt, har waqt dil ke andar Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala par umeed honi chahiye. We need to be, especially when you're in a situation that you can't improve your actions, even if you want to. Either I'm a young person, I'm paralyzed, physically I'm very weak, I have diabetes, I have all of these cholesterol and all of this stuff that our Asians have. Many times we can't fast, many times we're very, very tired. Even if I want to do lots of good deeds now, I'm physically not capable. Now there's two ways I can go about it now. I'm doomed. I want to change my life, I want to sort myself out, I want to improve, I want to become better. But I can't. It's my fault. There was a time when I could have done it. I didn't take advantage of it. Now I can't do it. I'm doomed. That's one mentality a person can have, one mindset. The second mindset is, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has still given me another chance. I'm still alive. So I can't do all of the things that I want to do now. But I can have hope in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's mercy. So this is correct. On the other hand, you have someone who physically is capable of doing good deeds, but says, I'm not going to do them. But Allah is still going to forgive me. I have hope Allah is going to forgive me. This is a foolish person. This is someone who is deceiving himself. That we have to do the action as well. We can't not do the action. Everywhere in the Quran, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says that Jannah has been created for الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Those people who bring iman and do good deeds, who do good deeds. Bina kisi nek amal ke, baghir kisi nek amal ke, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mein kaise jannat mein dakhla karenge? How can we expect this? Jannah, the most amazing thing a person can ever intend. Allah is going to put me in there for free, and we can live our life however we want to. Every hukam of Allah is in this place today, is a nikah or something. And there's free mixing going on, and there's music. You say to the brother, brother, turn off the music. He says, Sheikh, it was Nasheed they were playing. No, sorry, it wasn't even today, on Jummah. This is today I'm conflating. On Jummah, I went to this place, Muslim establishment. All Muslims coming, eating, everything. Music was playing. I said, brother, it's Friday. Can you put nasheeds on? Can you put something without music? He said, but nasheeds were already playing, but the playlist changed and it's music now. So he said, I'll put it on. He put on nasheed. I couldn't tell the difference whether the nasheed was music because the music was nasheed. The nasheed was basically music. All songs and musical instruments. I said, is this what they call nasheeds these days? You just don't feel like eating. That we just have taken advantage. Allah is so kind, Allah is so merciful, I can live my life however I want to and it's going to be fine. How are we going to stand up on the day of Qiyamah and look at the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Look at his Sahaba, look at the Tabi'un, look at the people who gave everything for Islam, and how can I say, I want to stand with you people. Jinhone apne jaan ko Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ki raah mein qurban kar diya, hum kaise inke qareeb bhi ja sakenge? When we live our life the way we want to, hamare marziyat ke mutabik, I eat whatever I want, I sleep as long as I want, I miss as many namaz as I want, I'm a man, I'm supposed to be reading my namaz in the masjid, it's wajib. Necessary. According to some ulama, it's wajib. And the minimum that the ulama say, it's sunnah muakkada, you have to read your salah in the masjid. I just don't because I'm too lazy. Can't be bothered. I'm reading my salah, I'm reading it at home. So can't be bothered walking to the masjid. This small effort I can't even do. Imagine if the call for jihad came or some major qurbani came. I wouldn't be able to do it. How can I stand on the day of Qiyamah and look at the face of Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said he will stand up on the day of Qiyamah and he'll be holding his liver in his hand. Because they cut open his chest and they took out his liver. He'll be holding his liver in his hand. This is what he sacrificed for the sake of Allah's deen. How can I stand next to this person without any shame? That I ate whatever I wanted, I lived life however I wanted, and I think Allah is going to treat me the same way as He treated Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So isiliye jo hai, we have to study the life of the Sahaba and the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ke inhone kitna qurbani di Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ke raah mein. Taki phir humare liye ek namuna ben jaye. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba, look how much they sacrificed. We're never going to be able to do that, but at least we can make some kind of effort. We keep them in front of us and say, I'm weak but I'm walking. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهُ فَبِهُدَاهُ مُقْتَدِهُ. Allah Ta'ala commands us, follow these people. They are the people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided, Allah ta'ala ne inko hidayat di hai, to unke raah ke mutabik, unke hidayat ke mutabik chalo. Follow the path that they have shown you, because they are the people who are guided. So we need to study their lives. That I need to live my life 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. I don't know how long Allah has given me. My life, and then you have the life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. You have the life of Sayyidina Umar, the life of Sayyidina Hamza, the life of Sayyidina Sa'ad, the life of all of the Sahaba. They also lived 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, 70 years life. But why is it that their life was such that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave them guarantee of Jannah in this world? In this world you have certificate that this person is Jannah. Abu Bakr fil Jannah, wa Umar fil Jannah, Uthman fil Jannah, Ali fil Jannah. They were guaranteed Jannah. They, what kind of life would they have lived to be guaranteed, certified Jannah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu in the Battle of Tabuk that after today, whatever Uthman does, it doesn't matter anymore. He's already in Jannah. Aaj ke baad Uthman se jo bhi amal sadir ho, isse kuch fark nahi padne wale Uthman ke maqam par. Uthman ko Jannat mil gaya. Imagine, itni basharat Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne. To qiyamat ke din hame unke samne, agar hum chahte ke unke saath uthe, har musalman chahte hai qiyamat ke din Allah subhanahu wa taala hame Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke giroh mein, sahaba ke giroh mein Allah subhanahu wa taala hame bhi khada kare. Har musalman chahte hai, iske liye dua bhi karni chahiye, lekin phir sochni bhi to chahiye ke unhone kitni qurbani di Allah taala ke raaste mein, Allah taala ke waaste. Aur humne kya, hame kuch bhi qurban nahi karna padta hai. Minimum adna to yeh hona chahiye ke apna neend qurban kare taaki subah uth ke fajr namaz padhe, aur apna jo thodi 10 20 minute ki aaram qurban karke masjid mein chal ke aake namaz padhe. Adna si qurbani. Inhone kya qurbani di hai? Apne jaan ko, apne aulad ko, apne karobar ko, har cheez ko Allah taala ke raaste mein qurban kar diya. And we, you know, we make this small sacrifice. So this is why we have to also make the effort. If we have hope in Allah taala's mercy, and it's a foolish hope, I'm not going to make any effort. Our people, this is normal now. Har ek namaz nahi padta. He doesn't even read his salah, his fard salah. Many of the scholars would say, whoever doesn't read fard salah, they leave the fold of Islam. Many scholars would say this. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, our imam, he would say, somebody who misses their fard salah on purpose, they should be in life imprisonment, life sentence, until they do tawbah and say, I'm never going to do it again. This is how serious it is. Our Muslims, they don't read salah and they say Allah maaf kar dega. This is the minimum that a Muslim has to do. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Musalman aur kafir mein farq sirf ye namaz hai. To hum namaz chhod dete aur phir kehte ke Allah taala maaf kar dega. Allah ghafurur rahim hai. Ye itne dhoke mein apne aap ko rakha hai. Allah subhanahu wa taala hum sab ko hidayat de. Allah taala Musalman ummat ko, Allah subhanahu wa taala give everybody hidayat. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول قال الله تعالى يا ابن آدم إنك ما دعوتني ورجوتني غفرت لك على ما كان منك ولا أبالي يا ابن آدم لو بلغت ذنوبك عنان السماء ثم استغفرتني غفرت لك ولا أبالي يا ابن آدم إنك لو أتيتني بقراب الأرض خطايا ثم لقيتني لا تشرك بي شيئا لأتيتك بقرابها مغفرة رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu narrates that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated, Ya ibn Adam, O son of Adam, innaka ma da'awtani wa rajawtani. Every single time you call out to me, you make dua to me, wa rajawtani, and every single time you have hope in my mercy, ghafartu laka ala ma kana minka wa la ubali. I forgive every single sin that you do and I don't even care. It doesn't even bother me. La ubali, meaning it doesn't even affect me. Every single time you turn and make dua to me, and you have hope in my rahmah, okay, my Lord is, my Rabb is very rahim and kareem, and he's forgiving. I will forgive you, and it doesn't bother me. Ya ibn Adam, O son of Adam, لو بلغت ذنوبك عنان السماء, if your sins were to reach the height of the skies, ثم استغفرتني, then you were to come and seek forgiveness from me, غفرت لك ولا أبالي, I would forgive you, and I would not even care. يا ابن آدم أو سن أب آدم إنك لو أتيتني بقراب الأرض خطايا. If you came to me, if you came to me with an earth full of sins, دنيا بركة غنا. You brought to me an earth full of sin. ثم لقيتني, and then you came and met me. لا تشرك بي شيئا, and you did not associate any partners with me. لا أتيتك بقرابها مغفرة. I would come to you with an earth full of مغفرة, of forgiveness. سیدنا انس رضی اللہ عنہ ارشاد فرماتے ہیں میں نے سنا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو ارشاد فرماتے ہوئے اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی فرماتے ہیں کہ اے آدم کا بیٹا، اے ابن آدم، اگر تم مجھ سے دعا مانگتے رہتے ہو اور میرے رحمت پر امید باندھتے رہتے ہو تو میں تمہاری تمام گناہوں کو معاف کر دوں گا، ولا ابالی، اور اس کی وجہ سے مجھے کوئی پرواہ ہی نہیں ہوگا۔ اے ابن آدم، اگر تمہارے گناہ جو ہے آسمان کی حدود تک پہنچ جائے اور پھر تم آ کے مجھ سے مغفرت طلب کرو تو میں تمہیں معاف کر دوں گا اور مجھے اس سے کچھ فرق نہیں پڑے گا، کوئی پرواہ نہیں ہوگا۔ اے آدم کا بیٹا، اے ابن آدم، اگر تم میرے پاس آتا ہے پورے زمین بھر کے گناہ کے ساتھ تو میں تیرے پاس آؤں گا پورے زمین بھر کے مغفرت کے ساتھ۔ تو یہ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ از رحمہ، اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ از کرم، اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ از کائنڈنس، اللہ از ویری فرگیونگ رب، اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ از ویری فرگیونگ۔ سو وی نیڈ ٹو ورشپ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ، اللہ تعالیٰ ڈیزروز آور ورشپ۔ یو نو وین وی ٹیچ دا چلڈرن دا کلمہ وی سے لا الہ الا اللہ، دیر از نان وردی آف ورشپ بسائڈز اللہ، کوئی عبادت کے لائق نہیں ہے سوائے اللہ۔ اس کا مطلب بھی کیا ہوتا ہے عبادت کے لائق؟ جب انسان، when a person has the greatest amount of love and respect and honor and veneration for someone, they worship them. And nowadays you have all this celebrity worshiping going on. People worship a musician and they worship, you know, they'll buy every single thing. They'll worship a footballer, astaghfirullah, but they do. They'll buy watch every single game that the footballer plays, will watch all of the clips on YouTube. They will buy their, you know, jersey or top or whatever it is, and they will, and you know, people worship these musicians, listen to every single song, think about them, dream about them. Worship is given to someone that you love the most, you honor the most, you respect the most. This is worship. So a Muslim worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I only have eyes on my Allah. Allah wants me to do something, I don't care about what anybody else wants. لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. There is no obedience to the creation if it means making my Allah angry. میں کسی مخلوق کی پرواہ نہیں کروں گا اگر اس سے میرے رب ناراض ہو جاتا ہے۔ دس از ہاؤ آور مینٹالٹی شوڈ بی۔ اللہ تعالیٰ کو ناراض کر کے مخلوق کو راضی کروں، یہ نالائقی ہے، بیوقوفی ہے۔ مخلوق مجھ سے یہ چاہتے ہیں کہ بھائی آج میں کسی جگہ گیا، ہاں موسیقی بج رہا ہے، کوئی مسئلہ نہیں، بیٹھ جاؤ، لوگوں کو منہ دکھانے کے لیے بیٹھ جاؤ، میرا رب ناراض ہو رہا ہے تمہاری موسیقی میں بیٹھ جاؤں۔ You know, we have to have this mentality. Haram. My Rabb has said this is haram. I don't care. Assalamu alaikum. I'll see you next time. We have to have this mentality. How we become so conscious that keeping people happy. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is no obedience to the creation if it means making the creator angry. So this is worthy of worship. So this is why we need to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserves to be worshipped. We shouldn't break a single command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be very, very scared. How can I break a command? There's no such thing as a small gunah and a big gunah. There is. But for a Muslim, it shouldn't be that this is a saghira, a minor sin, and this is a kabira, a major sin. It's okay, as long as it's not a major sin, it's okay. Everything to us should be a major sin. Everything to us. Because I don't know which one will be the cause of Allah's anger coming upon me. ہو سکتا ہے اللہ تعالیٰ مجھے کسی صغیرہ گناہ کی وجہ سے اللہ تعالیٰ میرا پکڑ کر لے، صغیرہ گناہ کی وجہ سے۔ مجھے کیسے معلوم؟ ہم کبیرہ سے بچ رہے ہیں، سوچتے کہ صغیرہ سے کوئی فرق نہیں پڑے گا۔ ہو سکتا ہے اللہ تعالیٰ صغیرے پر میرا پکڑ فرما لے اور اس کی وجہ سے مجھے عذاب دے دے اور ایمان سے محروم کر لے۔ ہاؤ ڈو آئی نو؟ وی شوڈنٹ ڈس ریگارڈ اینی سن۔ سملرلی نیکی، وی شوڈنٹ سے دس از اے گڈ نیکی اینڈ دس از اسمال نیکی۔ It could be because of something which is a small deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives me. Every single opportunity to do good deeds, we should take hold of. And every single avenue of sin, we should stay away from. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives all, everyone ready to do this inshallah. Allah ta'ala gives all the tawfiq. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah. Astaghfirullah.